Hello.
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 Right, it's a great start. We're running out of ways to start this podcast after 7 years, but hello, welcome to Slim World Podcast. I'm Claire, and with me is...
Anna Mangan. Hello. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. Wherever
also,
you might be.
Also, we have a guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I can do. I'm Gemma, a consultant and team developer in Coventry. And it's so lovely to be with you both this morning.
Oh, I love that. Big up the Cov massive. We've had someone from round the corner from where Anna's from, and now Gemma, we're representing Cov here today.
Love that.
So we've heard a lot, haven't we? If you've read in the papers, if you've read endless social media posts about diets, losing weight, goodness me, there are so many messages out there, aren't there? That pressure that sometimes that we can feel to look a certain way, to be something, like to have a certain type of health. And to be honest, Anna, at this time of year, I can find it quite exhausting. So I always find it quite refreshing when you hear from real people who have eaten normal food and found a way through this noise.
That's what it is, though. It is noise and it bombards you. You can't pick up a magazine or go online without something or some reference, and it all seems to be contradicting each other. And that's what inspired me with food optimizing all the years ago, is the realness, the food, the real people, the real eating. Because, you know, fads, as we've done, are not something that's sustainable, but food optimizing is something that is real for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah. And Gemma, you know, as a consultant as well, I mean, I'm imagining for your members, that excitement that you get within group at this time of year of people ready to draw the line, refocus and get cracking. It must be quite infectious.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's the big thing about group and getting excited about food and all of the things that come with it. And it's that togetherness, because I think January can be a really tough time, can't it, for lots of people, for lots of reasons. And it's just that pause in time to come together and get excited about something.
Yeah, because it can be such a flat time, can't it? Because you've gone from that absolute high for a lot of us of the festive season to then January, I'm tired, I've eaten too many mince pies. Actually, it's that connectivity of a collection of people getting excited about the same thing, like almost rubs off on you, doesn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I saw someone at Parkrun this morning, and they joined our group recently, and they just got their half stone award after just a few weeks of joining Slimming World. And she was so excited. She's not a park runner. She's a park walker, as I was. But she actually ran over to me to tell me because she was so excited. And I think that feeling perhaps of like, right, I'm going to do something about this thing that has been bubbling under the surface, I've been thinking about for ages, and I'm just going to take those first steps. I mean, Gemma, can you remember, you have maintained your target weight. Well, this is your 10th year of being, what, a Diamond member, which is incredible, by the way, of maintaining a weight loss of more than 3 stone with Slimming World. Wowza. Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. I very much remember walking through the door, and you've just touched on sort of fatty diets, and it was something I'd been overweight from childhood, and you name it, I'd done it all. And it was seeing things online. Slimming World was the thing that I was like, right, I've seen things, I've seen it be successful, and I need to give it a go. And not being too confident at the time, I walked in. I remember that first night, but I couldn't tell you what anyone said to me. I was so nervous, but I knew that I'd done the right thing, that it was exciting, it was different, it was that freedom to, do you know what, everything's okay and this will work, and I'm not getting told what I can and can't do, but all of these things that I can enjoy. And I just, from the minute I joined, I just absolutely loved everything about it.
And I read that it turned you into someone that maybe had relied on convenience into someone who now cooks. I love that about it.
Massively. And that was the support of group. You know, being sort of a young mom, having the kids, me and Joe sort of crossed paths. We both worked shifts, and there was no structure, no routine. And Slimming World taught me a way to embrace whatever situation sort of came our way, and to know how to grab things on the go, still have a takeaway, cook things when I'd got time to cook things, batch cook things for those times that I didn't, all of those situations, all of those scenarios, I felt like didn't need to be something that was going to get in the way of me achieving what I wanted to achieve.
You said something lovely there, and Slimming World taught me to embrace the things. Actually, Slimming World didn't teach you to have to give up all the things you love. It taught you how to embrace it and get it into your life. Was that really important that you still kind of got that same balance of being able to do what you wanted to do, like the takeaways and things like that?
Massively, massively. I think it became a bit of a, I think that was what bridged the gap between being a member and being a consultant, because I almost used to get excited by people going, "You can't have that. Surely you can't eat all that." And I go, "Yeah, I can." And look, I've lost 2 pounds this week, or look, I've lost 3 pounds this week, or, it was changing everything I'd ever thought about what you had to do to lose weight. And it was exciting, and it was totally different to any of the sort of preconceptions that I'd had before. So, yeah, I think embrace is a massive word for everything. It meant that I embraced moving more, and relationships and people and stories and the lessons along the way have never stopped, even sort of getting to target. It grows and it develops, and
oh, I love that. And you speak there with so much freedom as well about that idea about you can. I've witnessed a couple of people who are quite new to Slimming World in the last year, and they're also young mums, have busy lives. They're working and then they're picking up the kids from the school run and stuff. And this has been their first Christmas and New Year that they've done through Slimming World. And both of them have managed to keep weight off that they'd lost and continue losing. And one of them turned and said to me the other week, said, "I can't believe that I'm actually doing it. I've managed to get a 3 pound weight loss this week, and I've been to 3 parties, and have also had loads of friends over round at my house for a kids party. This is just showing me a new level of freedom about how I kind of manage my relationship with food, even when life is busy." I mean, I suppose that, Anna, is the power really about the psychology of what you guys as consultants are trained in, rather than this just being a food plan of, "Here you go, that's what you eat that every day and you'll be grand." It's actually that kind of looking at how you teach us as consultants, as members, those skills, so that we start to develop those tools, I suppose, to take on with us for years to come.
That's what the group experience is about. It's about, learning new behaviours and how to change those behaviours and how to keep them changed. So, it's that we are trained in the psychology of habit change, and that's what we help you to uncover and discover for yourself, because it's so personal, isn't it? In what may be getting in my way may be different to yours or Gemma's, but we know that we have a set of tools that can help and support you with, but also that collaborative effect of seeing other people changing those things, watching what they've done, learning from them, but also being able to question and say, "Guys, look, I need help with this and I need help with this. What can I do?" You've got massive peer support as well as us who, as consultants, we've been on the journey. We get it. We get what it's like to have wanted to lose weight, the fear of going on that journey. And many of us are at target maintaining our weight. So you can take the pearls of wisdom from us of all the things we have and haven't done, all the mistakes we've made. And what I love about group, and I'm sure Gemma will tell you the same, is that you've always got someone further ahead than you, someone who's been through the experience that you can learn from. So you're always seeking it from other experts. And what's lovely, Gemma said it kind of before, is as you learn to food optimize, you become an expert and you then help other people. It's that ripple effect, isn't it? So it's a tremendous thing to watch. If you haven't seen it, I think the preconceptions I had of Slimming World were so different than the reality. And actually the reality is a really informative, fun environment that is to inspire you to make the changes you want. Because actually all of us can follow a set of rules, but following a set of rules can be a really hard thing to do. But when you're making a choice yourself, it's a very empowering situation.
Yeah, Couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, Jeremy, in terms of like your experience as a member, was there like a bit of a light bulb moment that you can remember where you were like, aha, that's what I needed to hear at that moment? What were some of the lessons that you kind of learned along your route to Target?
I think because when I joined, I'd got our wedding sort of was a huge motivator. You know, it was, if I don't do it now, I never will. And it's something that actually I wish I'd done it sooner, but I've still got so much life to live and so many things that actually I can still do and experience. But somebody was stood up at the front and she talked about a really difficult time in life. Where she was bedbound for a long period of time, but she said in that moment when there was so much that I couldn't control, I thought about what I could, and you know, people were bringing chocolates and well wishes and all with good intentions, she said, but ultimately I had control of what I ate and the choices that I made. And I think that was something that stood with me right the way through my journey. And even now, you know, things will sort of ebb and flow and change along the way, but it's always about the choices that you make and ultimately what you want further down the line.
That word choice power, it always comes back to that, because I think we're taught we should have willpower and we should be able to do this. Actually, it's choosing to make a different choice. It's choosing to keep going. And no one says it's easy, but I can tell you, if you consistently decide to turn up for yourself and make different choices, the outcome will be a really positive one. I think where many of us get scared is making different choices is not always comfortable. It's scary. We know what the outcome is going to be if we keep making the same choice. So to do something different takes you out of that comfort zone. But on the other side of that is something so brilliant. Like, I bet now, if you look back, 10 years ago, you'd never dream of where you are now and the things that you're doing, because it's given you the confidence.
Oh, absolutely. I say that all the time and it doesn't feel like it's been 10 years, but there's still so many moments that I'm like, I can't believe I'm here and I'm doing this and like doing things without thinking about them. And like you said, it's only then you kind of take a moment and go, I didn't hesitate before going, yeah, let's do that. And oh God, yeah, I'd love to. All of these things that I just would have been so questionable before, can I do that? Do I want to do that? Am I going to be able to do that? How am I going to feel after? And all of the questions that you have. And now I'm like, yeah, I feel like I'm that yes person that goes, yeah, I'll give it a go. Yeah, I'll try it. And being able to do that in itself is amazing. And I see that in the kids as well. You know, they'll go for things and they'll do things. And I go, do you know what? I love that's the thing that's rubbing off on them too.
Do you know, we were talking about this, like actually your children, like my little girl, don't know anything other than food optimizing. Like, it's the way they eat, it's the way that our homes eat. And actually, do you know, that's such a exciting prospect, because Claire and I talk at length about what we went through and learned as children and young adults. Actually, what they're seeing is really good eating habits, positive outcomes, movement as a regular and fun thing to do. I mean, do you all cook together? Do you food optimize together? Is that something that happens?
My youngest, she's so into cooking and baking, but she's obsessed with the Slimmer World kitchen bag. So yesterday she went, have we got a bag in the fridge, Mom? I'll do dinner. And she'll, you know, like they're into TikTok and Snapchat and things. And she's like, Mom, there's kids at school that have seen me cooking the Slimmer World kitchen on your TikTok. But yeah, she loves it, absolutely loves it. And they've got balance. Like my husband went to the supermarket the once and he comes back with all these goodies and they're like, do you wish I went shopping all the time? And they were like, no, Dad, I couldn't eat anything good. Like, Mum gets
vegetables.
Yeah, but a balance of things. And I thought, you know, no one made them say that, but that's
what they've seen.
That's how they see it. You know, they love sort of strawberries and grapes and fruit and cooking and a home-cooked dinner and, you know, like food-optimized corned beef hash, which my mum makes, and just all of the things that we enjoy. They know that there's sort of little swaps and changes that mean we can have anything.
My little girl said to her friends the other day, you need to come round. My mum makes the best curry. And someone went, oh, does she get it as a takeaway? She went, no, she's a Slimming World consultant. She makes it from scratch. And I just felt so proud. She was boasting about my curry in the playground that was food optimised. Because actually that was something I really wanted, was what you said was balance. I Claire's felt like this before. Our eating was so chaotic. Actually, it was just that natural balance of, I don't really have to think about this. My kids aren't thinking about this. My partner's not thinking about it. It's something you seek when you've maybe felt out of control with your eating and your consumption. Is that just, oh, I just want a bit of consistency. No dramas, just consistency and good food.
Yeah. I mean, see, I got to like my mid-20s and I think I was just a bit like, I actually don't really know how to put a meal together. I don't really understand the idea of protein or carbohydrates or fats or any of that kind of stuff. And recipes, really, I mean, you could have asked me to code a website. I probably would have found that easier than reading and decode some of these recipes that you see out in the real world. Fortunately, Sybil has simplified this, but they've got so many spices. I'd be like, I don't even know what that is. And it was just overwhelming. So I think to come back to that, let's just start really basic. That idea about, hey, let's begin at beans on a jacket potato. And then maybe we get a side salad and you can get one pre-prepared as long as there's no dressing or oil on it. Let's just build it up slowly. Let's find some cereal which actually has something nutritionally good in it instead of laden with sugar. Let's look at maybe some fiber in there. Why is fiber important? Well, it helps your gut health, which then teams up with your mental health. It helps you poop more, you know.
I mean,
like,
who doesn't need that?
I just had no idea about this stuff, and you know, I spent a lot of my 20s just feeling a little bit like it was all my fault and really kind of struggling to grab hold of the reins of that sense of control and my moods and my emotions were so kind of up and down. But I hadn't really ever associated that. Could that be a connection to my weight and maybe what I'm eating? And this idea about food is there to kind of keep us healthy and to keep us balanced and give us energy and all of that stuff. I just hadn't made that connection, I suppose, until I was able to really see, well, what does healthy eating lifestyle actually look like? And what if I don't like it? Because I was also really fussy as a young person. I did not eat hardly anything.
I don't think you're alone in that, Claire. I think there are so many of us that weren't taught it. Why would you? Unless you had, you know, a family who were really into cooking and explaining. We didn't learn it in school. We didn't see it, you know. And actually, that's what Slimming World does for so many people. It takes you back to the grassroots and teaches you about good food and helps you along the way. Things like Slimming World Kitchen and the range from Iceland, I think, for, you know, food doctors, like food optimizers, like how I came into it, are a game changer because they teach you, but they make it simple. And let's face it, when you're learning a new plan, you need to keep it simple so that it doesn't overface you, because if you get overfaced, that's when you go back to the old habits. But I think you speak very clearly and very candidly about that. Like, you felt bad about it. Don't feel bad about it, because you haven't, you know, you don't feel bad when you haven't learned to drive. You just haven't had that opportunity. And that's why coming to something like a Slimming World group is going to help teach you that. Even if you've got a consultant like me who's not very good at cooking, there'll be someone in the group who's good at cooking and we'll share that kind of knowledge. And the fact that your little girl's like my little girl with the Slimming World Kitchen, loves the red box arriving. I love that she's getting excited over that rather than a multi-pack of Kit Kats like I would have got excited over.
So what about movement, Gemma? Where are you at with movement? Was that something when you first joined Slimming World that was on the radar, something you enjoyed? What's that been like for you?
So initially, movement was something that I felt like pre-Slimming World, I, you know, wanted to lose weight, joined a gym, felt everything was sort of beyond my capabilities. So I would do something and then have a headache, feel ill, I'd write off the next day. I couldn't do it. I wasn't physically in a position to do it. Joined Slimming World, and I am somebody that's quite easily overwhelmed. So I was like, right, focus on the food. And then as I'd lost the weight, there were some members in group that were talking about couch to 5K and said, you know what, do you want to come with us? And so that's how I sort of got into, you know, building up that running. And it's very much that same feeling as when you walk into group and you think, I don't know whether I can do this. And then bit by bit, you're building it up and doing that 5K run at the end of Couch to 5K. I was like, again, I can't believe I've done that. It was amazing. And then it just feels like you can do anything. You feel like you can take on the world. So built up running and things like that. I've joined a netball club along the way. I was just saying to Claire, I joined the gym and I've, you know, you still get that, oh, I don't know, is it you? I'm not sure, but I've gone and I've done Blaze classes and sound baths and Pilates. And actually, what you were just saying about that sort of knowledge around food, you get introductory sessions with a personal trainer. They were talking about nutrition and the protein. I was like, I know about all this. Like, I'm good. I'm absolutely fine with that balance of what I'm eating and the healthy. She was like, healthy fats are important. I was like, I know, and we're having all of those things, and it's exciting in that respect. So my activity side, you know, even when things do feel a little bit tricky, it's become a habit now that I know that a walk will do me good. Not necessarily just for doing the fitness, but the mental health side of things is huge.
I never thought I'd get to the point where I miss it. Do you know what I mean? Like, actually, I want to go to the gym. Like, that really is. Do you ever get astounded by that? That I'm choosing to do it? Because for a lot of us, we've done things maybe because we think this is going to give us a positive outcome for our weight, rather than thinking, actually, let's do it to see if I feel better. Let's do it to see if I can strengthen my body. And when you look at it in a different way, it almost gives it less, it's less daunting, but more powerful. I don't know if you feel like that.
Absolutely. I think whenever we're not in a good place, nobody wants to kind of put themselves, whether that's sort of coming to group after a tough week or go into the gym, but it's that knowledge that ultimately you'll feel better after in so many ways. And it's that, how am I going to feel if I do it? And how am I going to feel if I don't? And I think you do it and you think, I'm going to be proud of myself. I'm going to feel like I've done something good. And you know, it's then that snowball effect. You know, like if I go to the gym, I'll come back, I've got more energy to do the things that maybe I don't want to do if I'm just going to have an hour on the sofa that turns into two, three. It's going, do you know what? I can do that, but I can do things that will make me feel better first. And it lifts that element of if I choose that path, I'm going to feel guilty, I'm going to feel like I've wasted time or I've, you know, done something that I wish I hadn't done. Whereas if I go and go for that walk, go to the gym, I'm going to come back thinking I've done something for me, for my health.
Yeah, it's like a ripple effect, though, isn't it? As well, I think that, you know, when you start to kind of grab the reins and you start making these positive moves, really, that then that has a ripple effect within you, because it's not just about the food that you're eating, how you're moving. Maybe it might improve your sleep. Maybe it might mean that you're a better partner, a better mom, a better friend, a better employee, because your mood is feeling a little bit lighter. You know, and you're more likely to want to stick at something when you're actually enjoying yourself and you're feeling good and you're boosting all of these hormones that we talk about, like serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin. I mean, if we talk about real life connection, one of the hormones, you know, that is often missed out here is oxytocin, which is known as the love hormone, and that sense of feeling connected to others. Because how many of us have struggled with our weight where we've kind of just tried to fix everything in our heads ourselves, not wanted to talk about it, not wanted to get off the sofa and take those first few steps? And it can be as simple as you say, like as going for a walk and smiling at the neighbor across the street and having that acknowledgement. That can sometimes be as small as where connection begins. That idea of going to a Slimmerworld group and maybe making a cup of tea for the person sat next to you if they've not had a great week. This is all stuff that helps us feel good on the inside and the outside. It's more than the number on the scales because of that, I would say.
Yeah, like I've just been in group this morning and, seen a lot of people come in and quite a few of them have said, this is the only time I've been out this week. It's the only time I've seen other people. And I think what in this world of technology and working from home for a lot of people on, different video calls and all sorts of things, or just not interacting, I think you don't realise how much you miss human connection and human interaction just on a basic level, let alone when you're trying to achieve something, so significant as a weight loss. You need that collaborative effect, but you also need human interaction, touch and smile, and that little thing like making a cup of tea or just saying, "Do you know what, Anne, are you all right?" type thing. I don't think you realize how much you need it until you get it, because actually you can feel so sad and so fed up and so despondent walking into group. But I can guarantee, even on the hardest week, you won't leave feeling like that. You will leave feeling empowered, supported, cared for, but also with a plan and knowing that actually what group really taught me was to park things that didn't need to be carried on to the following week, and to understand that every week was a new chance to make a new decision to better myself. And I don't think you get that unless you're with a collection of other people trying to do the same thing.
So, what advice would we have then if there are people who are maybe feeling like they're battling through this feeling of struggling being overweight at the moment? They're listening to this podcast, maybe with their headphones on, whether you're a member or you're not a member, and if you hit a rut recently, what kind of advice can we give people listening? I'll throw to you, Anna, first.
I would say, if you're listening to this and you want to join a group, pick up the phone, drop a voice note, drop a message to the consultant if you're nervous and say, "Hello, I'm thinking of joining," and just talk to them. And I promise you, a world of opportunity will open up for you. Do you know what? You will overthink it and you will overthink it. And I would say, if I could do, say one thing, just do it. Come and join, come and experience it, come and see it. But if you're not feeling as comfortable or as confident, I sat in the group, the car park of six groups. Contact the consultant. We are poised and ready to go with your reassurance and to help you. But start sooner. Don't keep thinking about it. Rip the plaster off, because imagine if you join now where you could be this time next year. I've just given out a 7 stone award this morning to a lady that joined last Christmas. She's lost 7 stone. Like, she's changed her world. So you could be in a totally different position, feeling confident, eating gorgeous food, and feeling like you've made the change that you've always wanted to. So that would be my advice. I don't know what you'd say, Gemma.
Very much the same, Anna, but there never is a right time, but you'll never regret going for it and knowing that you deserve it. And I think you've touched already on knowing it won't always be easy, but it will always be worth it. And it's so much, it's one of the, I always describe it as, when you're trying to tell a story and you're like, I had to be there. You've got to come and feel it to know what it's all about. So absolutely get yourself in a group, even if it's saying, can I come and sit in and see if it's for me? Absolutely do it, because you'll be leaving feeling so much better than you did when you walked in. And
Very
the
true.
doors that it opens along the way is phenomenal.
Well, look at us. If all three of us hadn't walked through the door of a Slimming World group, we would not be sat here having this conversation. We would not have the jobs we have. We would not have a lot of the things in life that we have if we hadn't done it, which is just incredible to think, isn't it? If we hadn't made that choice, where our lives could be now.
Yeah, see, my advice would be, as someone who was a rejoiner of Slimming World a few times, to be honest, if you're in that boat and maybe you've lapsed and you're thinking about coming back, the thing that I did differently this time round was I really made the commitment to go every week, no matter what. I found a way, even when I was working different shifts or on holiday, even, if I was in the country and I could find a group nearby, I made that commitment. But also, I made the commitment to stay, because sometimes I had been one of those members that had gone, not seen the number I necessarily wanted, and then checked out. And I was kind of doing it, but not doing it all the way. And my thing is just make that commitment and really give it your all. Because the thing is, you know what happens if you don't do it at all, or you don't really do it. But what about if this year you absolutely 100% gave this everything? You went to the group, you read your pack, you know, you listened to this podcast, you did some of the activity videos or whatever it is that you can do, try new recipes, try new things, then who knows where you could be. And just like Anna said, you know, imagine that if you were that lady at Christmas time getting a Megastone award or reaching Target even. I mean, I've had friends in the last year who had 2 stone to lose and they joined just before the summer holidays and they food optimized all the way through the summer holidays, even with small people in their lives who were distracting them and tempting them with every kind of challenge ahead. But both of them have now reached their target weight. You know, and so this year they don't have to say finally in many years, oh, I really want to lose weight this year, because actually they did it. They moved on with their life and they're now like, what's next? And how exciting is that to kind of say, right, what's next?
And you know, I was just thinking about people who may have been members before and you know, don't know what our group experience and how that's changed, and also how our plan's been updated. Like, just thinking, like, this could be a new year with our new take on it, that you could really reinvent yourself. So if you've ever been a member before and that temptation is like, I know what I'm doing, I'll just do it from home, come to group and experience the difference that we have, because it's a really different, really collaborative, fun experience, you know, that you won't regret doing.
It's a really exciting time to come and be part of things at Slimming World. I think there's like a real
buzz.
Massively, in so many ways. And I think it's just opened the doors for even more people in the changes that have come. It's nothing massive, but it's given even more freedom and flexibility.
Absolutely. You guys couldn't see Gemma's face, but when she said it, it was like she just lit up like a light. She was so excited. It was so
excited.
Yeah, but your smile was so infectious, like how excited. And I just love that, because that's what people might not be, don't necessarily see the joy it brings you. Like, we both do this profession because we love it, because it brings us so much joy to help other people. So just to see your face light up just made me really smile then.
And we'll keep it rolling with this, aren't we, Anna? Because next week we're doing a members only podcast where we have got our pack and we're good to go and freely roam around a supermarket to see what on earth we can get out of this kind of new healthy fats choice as part of the food optimizing plan.
Do you know what? We've never been chucked out of a supermarket yet. I'm really proud after 7 years. My God.
Why do you say that now?
It's been too soon.
But you know what? The things we've done with, like, persimmons, juggling a melon off, or, you know, jumping up and down with salad on our head, we've never been evicted. I just make myself feel so proud about the things we've done.
Note to self, we're not doing it in the supermarket that I go to every week. We're going to go to yours.
Do you know, I just thought about this, right? We never do it on her home turf in case she gets chucked out. She always comes to my supermarket so that I'm going to be the one that potentially gets barred. I've just clocked you now, sister. I'm coming to G-Town. That's what I'm doing.
Stockport's a bigger place. What can I say?
Yeah.
Gemma, it's really great to catch up with you. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me. It's been lovely.
It's been a pleasure.
Best of luck with your groups this month. Hope they stay busy and that infectiousness?
No infectiousness.
This didn't go well. That enthusiasm. That's what I meant. Inspiration.
Gemma's groups are not infected for anybody that's wanting to join.
Gemma's now going to do me for defamation.
Yeah.
We should also add here, if you are someone who for any reason can't make it to a group, there is also an online option for Slimming World members. There is a digital experience that you can also be a member of which Anna has her hands in many pies, of Slimming World, but you are also an online host. Are you able to just quickly mention to people who don't know about the online experience?
So yeah, our online is an incredible community where we all meet in an online community behind it on the Slimming World website. And we also run over 100 Zooms a month as well on there, where you can come in and interact with other members. It's such a lovely collaborative experience. So yeah, definitely one to look into if you can't make it to a physical group.
Brilliant. All right, hope everyone's having a great start to their 2026. We'll have more updates and silliness and fun little things on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. And you can always drop us an email, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. We're having some fun next week. We'll throw this little question out for you right now. Healthy fats choices. How are you using yours? Give us some ideas that we can play with when we go to the supermarket next week. Have a great week, whatever you get up to. Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye for now.